Robbie, good afternoon. A shower of drunken bowsies. What could you be talking about?
I'm talking about the crowd at the Aftas last Saturday night.
The Aftas, yeah.
The Aftas. They were a disgrace. If they were in a nightclub or a pub, the bouncers would be got told to throw them out.
Okay, so so for people who didn't watch the Irish Film and Television Awards, which was broadcast, it wasn't live. It was a couple of, I don't know how long afterwards, but it was edited. What upset you?
Well, first of all, when the people were getting their award, the acceptance speech, as the night grew on, the noise got bigger and bigger. Of course, the drink got longer and longer. I'm not against drink. I do drink, but I know how to hold it. And the taxpayers pay half their tax. They get tax special tax refund, and they are representing Ireland. God help us. That's all I can say. You've just been talking about the great work our president's going to do this evening and during the week. They're a disgrace. An absolute. Now, I stood up deliberately to watch the saving of the Titanic. I had an uncle. He was a stevedore on board.
And the saving of, just to remind, the saving of the Titanic was due on after the IFTAs.
Yeah, and it was 25 minutes late. Because no blame on RTE. There's no blame whatsoever. No finger should be pointed at RTE. I'm sure if they'd known that this rubbish was coming on, they would have said, well, someone stole the film or some, made some excuse and not shown it.
Someone showed the film. And by the way, did they?
I might as well tell you, your Robert. Woman, that what you call her, Laura Whitmore, well, they should leave her out in Bray or send her back to England. She's a disgrace.
Yeah, but in fairness, now, how could you battle what she was battling?
I don't know, but you need to be like you, a clever organiser and a clever person to pull that off. Someone done it, I think it was either the county council or the corporation. Gardner done it. It was a disgrace.
And as we know from all the photographs today, it seems all about glamour and what the women were wearing. But is there anything you liked about it, Robbie? Brendan Gleeson's speech, where he mentioned that fantastic Christian brother that looked after him.
Listen, he was a great actor. He played one great part when he played the part, The Shadow of Bell and the Blood, out Michael Collins. That was the only best thing he ever done. As regards to the programme, the whole lot of them should be ostracised. They're a thundering disgrace to our country. And I'll reiterate it, a thundering disgrace, a shower of drunken bowsies. That's what they were.
Okay. And was the Titanic programme any good?
It was dedicated to the men who stayed at the post down in the engine room. Only for them staying there, a lot more would have been lost. My granduncle was on it, and thank God he got off. Thank God. Just through a piece of luck, he came up out of the boiler room, and Lloyd Hall, one of the officers, said, "Man that lifeboat." And he said, "I'm a stoker. You're still a member of the crew. Man that lifeboat." And he got off, him and his two pals.
And you say the film board is given money by the movies are given tax breaks. So they are, you're right, they are given money by default to the Irish.
Who's the idiots that have to subsidise them? You and Orion, well, I don't know, I'm a retired fireman of the fire brigade. By the way, I like the way you're sticking up with the ambulance service.
Okay. But is that your, like, but the argument about the film industry getting tax breaks, and they're very generous tax breaks, they don't have to pay a lot of tax. The reason is to try and get jobs in.
Well, if that's the sort of jobs we're getting in, I don't think the people of Ireland want them. I might as well tell you. I wouldn't want them. We don't want drunken Belgians. We're trying to get rid of the image, the drunken Irish. We can drink any nation under the table. That's not a great reputation to have.
Stay there, Robbie. 51551. Damien, good afternoon.
How are you? Okay,
where are you, Damien? What part of
Dublin.
Dublin, okay. Were you watching it?
No, I wasn't watching it, Joe, but I happened to come across and I went in for a break and a cup of tea. I wouldn't watch it because it's cringing to me. But Saoirse Ronan. They got the nominations for Best Actress. And, of course, you kind of knew she was going to win it, being top class as she is. And next thing is she won it. And you assumed her father, or they were going to say that she was in L.A. working with Meryl Streep or something like that, or filming somewhere. And her father comes up and he said she's down in Wexford with her mother having a curry. an Indian curry.
I know, in fairness, now, I think now Saoirse is shooting a movie, shooting Colm Tobin's Brooklyn down in Enniscorthy.
Now, that's not exactly very far down the road.
Yeah, but
Joe,
I've never worked, well, a little bit on a recent movie. I've never worked on a movie in any serious way. My God, it's hard work.
Six in the morning. Yeah. So she couldn't have got in the car and come up to Dublin to receive an Irish award. So she would have been up in three quarters of an hour. I left Corktown one day when you were starting your radio programme at 1:45, and I was sitting back in my house in Newcombe before you were finished at 3:00.
Okay.
It's only down the road, Joe. And then Brendan Gleeson gets an award for a film we haven't even seen yet, which no doubt he would have deserved. But I just thought it was a bit of a joke. I just said, my God, good luck, I'm going back out to work. You think now she would have come up the road, Joe?
I think you're wrong about Saoirse. I think she's still very young.
She's 19 or 20
that's
years
old. That's her job. Her job at the minute is to make that movie.
She's getting an award from her own people in her own country.
And she got one before.
She wouldn't bother her backside coming up the road from Wexford.
Well,
the father jumps up on the stage as he does as usual.
Well, Bernice Harrison, I thought Paul was very good. And he was an actor in his own right. But Bernice Harrison in the Irish Times today said maybe Saoirse made the right decision.
What, not coming up?
Yeah.
Why would she make that argument?
Because, the phrase, what's the Bernice Harrison say? And it's in every paper as well, that the programme was an embarrassment. That's what.
Oh, well, the programme is an embarrassment every year.
It definitely was an embarrassment.
Yeah, but it's only, Robbie, it's only a television programme.
Well, if that's going out to England, France and the world, God help us, it gives us a very bad... And may I say something? Saoirse Rosen, according to her father, said she was indisposed, she wasn't well, but she was being looked after by her mother and they were having an Indian curry. Well, if you're not well, I think that would be the last thing you'd want to put into your stomach.
Good luck.
good luck. Damien, okay, is the who's still there, Damien or Robbie?
I'm still here.
Robbie, okay, Damien's gone. Okay, Damien's the who just... I didn't know people were upset about Saoirse not coming to the event. Okay, Robbie, by the way, obviously, given the reference you just made to Saoirse, you watched most of it, so, did you?
Well, I did because it was where I didn't want to miss the good programme that was coming on after Saving the Titanic.
But do you take... But Robbie, do you not take my point? All those award ceremonies, people do wait for the actress or the actor to trip up or somebody to start crying. Like, it's not the end of the world. It's not the Titanic.
I have watched the BBC or the UTV Awards. They should learn from that. That's a good basic programme. Well worth watching. You don't want to... They don't make mistakes because they're imperfect. But the other night, they were too drunk before they went on stage. That's my contention.
Yeah, but do you not remember the famous award ceremony in the UK where Richard and Judy, her top fell off?
Accidents will happen. That was an accident.
Okay.
But you don't get 10 or 12 accidents in the one programme, do you? Or else the director or the producer should be on the labour exchange.
Yeah, I just think it must be very hard to do a live programme.
I don't blame RTE. They took it in good faith. I'm saying that, and I'm saying that to the people of Ireland. They took it in good faith, and today they're damn sorry they ever took it, and I don't think they'll take it again.
Madge is there. Say there, Robbie. 51551. Madge, good afternoon. 1857
Hello, yeah. Joe. How are you? Yeah. I'm fine, Joe. Joe, I was disgusted the other night with that programme. It was absolutely scandalous. They were like a crowd of teenagers at a music festival.
Yeah, but there was a lot of teenagers.
There weren't that many teenagers there, Joe. But I'll tell you one thing. Laura Whitmore and Delaney, what's
Simon,
his name?
Simon, sorry.
They hadn't a chance. I mean, they were doing their best and they had a couple of good one-liners and there was nobody listening, Joe. They were all yapping and talking and drinking. It was scandalous. And when the cameras went across the room, all you could see were these girls going back and forward like they'd been in and out to the bathroom and whatever. We're showing off their gowns, of course, you know. But I thought it was disgraceful, Joe, for adult people to behave the way they did. They actually, you know, they were just so bad-mannered. It was disgraceful. We could hardly hear what was going on. We're sitting in the watching it here, you know. But it was terrible, Joe. It should never have happened.
And were you watching with someone, Madge?
I was. My husband, we were together. We were saying, my God, what's going on? My husband couldn't get over it. We couldn't get over it.
Yeah, but you didn't turn it off.
Well, Joe, I mean, seriously, I know I could have turned it off, but I wanted to see it. I'm interested in all that. You know, I wanted to see it. And then Saoirse Ronan's father got up. I could understand Saoirse. She must be exhausted because she's down here. We're only up the road from where she's working. And I could understand that. But I think he's trying to get himself noticed. Too, you know, it's a long time since he's been around. But look, he's a good, nice guy. And I mean, that's only by the way, you know. But anyway,
yeah, but Paul, in fairness now, seriously, don't be too hard on Paul. Paul is an actor in his own right.
Oh, well,
and
he
was on separately. I heard him last week. I think he was on with Ryan at that, talking about his role in Love. He's in Love Hate.
That's Love Hate, that's right. Ah, well, look, you know, that was maybe wasn't fair, you know, but he is a nice guy. And I think Saoirse is an absolutely fantastic young woman, and she's an absolute credit to us all. And okay. She's a great ambassador to Joe, you know. But anyway, as I said, I hope and pray that the next time there's a NIFTA's on, that they'll get decent people to go in there and maybe start. Maybe have their drinking after the occasion. And, you know, they were talking about the after party. I wouldn't like to have been at that, Joe, because they were pretty well on before the after party, you know.
Mary Tobin is in Dublin. Mary.
How are you, Joe? How are you?
You're listening to Robbie and Madge.
I was listening to it, yes. I thought it was very unprofessional. I felt that it was just something that was just put together in about an hour or two, and I found that the presenters were...
Well, hang on, it is the annual Film and Television Awards. It is an
correct.
Award.
I have been looking at
it. It's put together.
The
they have a year to put it together, in the sense of...
Oh, I know. Well, it didn't look like that now watching it last night, Joe, I can tell you. I just found it so different from the BAFTAs. The BAFTAs
are so
professional. But and the people coming up, or the actors and stars coming up.
Well, did you, Mary Marge or Robbie, did you watch it last year? Is it just this year you're complaining?
I can't remember it, Joe.
Well,
I think I did watch it.
It was in the conference centre, you see. People weren't sitting around tables.
That's right. It was much, much better, Joe. Much better. Yeah.
It was, actually. It was much better, Joe. But I found that, you know, the actors coming up accepting their prizes or whatever, or their accolades, I just found that they were unprofessional in the way they did it. You know, I found it, the whole thing, even though I looked at it from beginning to end.
The only thing that's slightly annoying is, as you know, leading up to the IFTAs, there was massive publicity and massive this and massive that about who was coming, and Laura was on with John on Friday. Mm. But since this, we can't find anybody to come out and defend anyone involved in the IFTAs to come out and talk, which is a bit of a pity.
Who would defend them? They're a disgrace, and they made the
country. Yes, they were.
Law.
You're dead right. You're dead right.
Well, those were disgrace.
And
certainly, thank goodness, I didn't have a ticket to get, because I'd be going out as quickly as I went in.
Tickets were extraordinary. Tickets were extraordinarily
expensive.
Hang on. Okay, Mary. Pat's in Wexford also. Stay there. Pat, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
You were in the Burlington. It's called the Green Acres now, Hilton or something. Green. What's it called?
It's called Double Trees.
Double Trees.
Yeah.
Why don't you just call it the Burlington?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've nothing to do with the naming of it, but
I know that. But you were there. Are we on the red carpet, Pat?
No, I wasn't there. I was far from it. But it was my 60th birthday, and my family treated me to a meal in Dublin, and they booked myself and my wife into the Burlington for the night, the Double Trees. And I have to say, it was lovely. So we were outside as the actors were coming out, all of my family. And I have to say, Joe, I'm probably going to get... killed by the other people on the phone over this, but I found them absolutely so accommodating. We got photos taken with Tom Vaughan Lawler, with Brendan Gleeson, with Colin Meaney, with the lady who was in the guard, with, I can't think of her name now, a senior actress,
in fairness, I don't think, Robbie, because one, Tom Vaughan Lawler doesn't take a drink, Colin Farrell doesn't take a drink, and anybody who saw the interview that Esther McCarthy did with Colin Farrell at the IFTAs the other night, he was the, and so was she, by the way, they were the height, she was the height of, and Colin was in return, the height of civility. The height
absolutely.
Of graciousness. So that was a beautiful interview. And I thought Colin Farrell was gorgeous in terms of, and he was very giving as well. So I don't, Robbie, you're not talking about the actors being drunk in bousies. Are you, Robbie?
I'm talking about the whole lot of them. The knowledge when the acceptance speeches were being given out, you could hardly hear them. And then they showed matches on the table and the drink on the table. The table was nearly collapsing. If these fellas don't drink, I don't know what Budweiser and Guinness is doing on their table.
Yeah, but
it wouldn't be on my table.
But I can tell you, as I say, they don't. A lot of those actors you're talking about don't drink. And I didn't see. They all made speeches. There was no complaint about the speeches, except that they couldn't be heard.
Well, I tell you what, being a gentleman, I don't associate with that sort of people. And if that's the way they go on, I never want to associate with them.
51551.
Okay.
Thanks, Patch. Thanks, Mary.
Talk to Joe.
And 51551 text, Kimalai, quickly, I didn't see this bit. Go ahead, at the IFTAs.
Yeah, well, I didn't watch it all at all, but I saw the president come on and we had the subtitles on in our house. And then it was a shame, kind of, Greg. And do you know what came up?
Well, I presume the Irish came up for what he was saying.
No, it just said speaks Irish, that's all. No Irish need apply here, Joe. They could employ business. They talk about creating jobs, but they can't afford to get a subtitle who speaks Irish.
So when the president came on and his opening remarks, as per usual, were and they were... beautifully delivered, as you know. He's a fantastic Irish speaker, lyrical. And that would have been a supplied, that script would have been available. And you're saying the only subtitle that came up on the screen was, he's speaking Irish.
It said, speaks Irish, and off he went. That's all it said. But it was worse than that. Like, there was a T.G. Carr programme won an award.
And come here, why...
Come here,
Keane, why did... Why does it have subtitles for hard of hearing, is it?
It's subtitled for hard of hearing, yeah. Yeah, but there are deaf people. Like, there were people at school with me and their parents were deaf, you know, and who spoke Irish. You know, licensed pairs.
Oh, you're saying they must think that deaf Irish people can hear Gaelge?
Yeah, that must be it, yes, Joe. Yeah. But anyway,
I was as it happens, I was at an event this morning. It's hard of hearing week, isn't it? It's trying to get. I was at a hidden hearing thing this morning, and the number of people I was quite taken aback who have got difficulties and who don't do anything about it in terms of hearing. But anyway, you say when it came to the subtitles on the programme, which are there for the hard of hearing, when Uachtaráin na hÉireann and na raibh sé caint Gaeilge, all that came up was not even tá sé caint Gaeilge. What came up was speaks Irish.
That's it. That's a standard issue.
Did you stick with the programme, Keane?
No. There were a lot much better things on different channels. As Gay Byrne used to say, there is a button on the telly.
Okay. Thanks, Keane. Keane Malloy. Let me... Pat Finn is in Colester. Pat, the IFTAs.
Yes, Joe. As I was saying to your researcher, the simple solution to that whole problem of what happened on Saturday night is to go back to a theatre format when you're televising something like that for a transmission on television.
Did you watch it on...
I did. And somebody said to me, why did you keep watching it? Well, it was one of those shows that you just didn't know what was going to happen next.
Well, isn't that one of the unique selling points of award shows?
Oh, it is. It is. But, Joe, the one thing about it is as well, you seen Jeremy Irons there the other night, and Jeremy came out and, you know, he came out in, what would I call it, in one of his thespian-type roles, and he was bellowing out as much as to try and get their attention there, you know. And still, he wasn't even successful at trying to do that because they were still yakking on and whatever all around him. You could hear it and it was being picked up.
And were you watching with your family, Pat?
My daughter, my 18-year-old daughter, was watching as well. She couldn't believe it because she kept saying, "Dad, nobody is listening to Simon or Laura." And I just said, "No." it was kind of very obvious now when an 18-year-old picks up, because having seen other, like your Oscars or your BAFTAs, and you just notice the complete difference, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, you're on a different scale now.
Oh, you're on a different scale, you are. But, I mean, you know, you could end up, as I said, if you're going into the theatre setting, going back to a theatre-type setting, you could do like Ellen DeGeneres did at this year's Oscars. You know, you could order in a few pizzas if they're getting hungry from a local pizza place or something, you know. But, no, it is a different scale, you know, but... It would have been a lot nicer had they just shown a little bit of decorum to those going up and making the presentations and then the award winners as well. It would have been nice. And as I said, I really felt sorry for Laura and I really felt sorry for Simon.
No, in fairness, the crowd did fall into a silence when President Michael E. Higgins was speaking.
Yes, they did. Yes.
And Brendan Gleeson, I think.
And also when Colin Farrell was doing the introductions and whatever, they were doing okay there. But it for the others than that, it was just a little bit
unfair on them as well,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Thanks, Pat. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.